Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now on Masechet Yom HaDaf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph at the beginning of the fifth perek, which, as I noted in the handout, picks up right where the fourth perek left off, continuing with the description of the Avodah of the Kohen Gadol, and describing now the method of bringing in the Ktoret. Hotziu lo et hakaf v'atamachta. So they would bring out from Beit Avtinas the spoon and the censer, chafan. We'll see why that's brought out, because we thought that the censer was already out. Chafan meloch chofna v'natam l'toch hakaf. He would fill both hands all the way full, and then put that into the spoon. Hagadol v'figodol v'katan v'fikot. No, whether you have big hands or small hands, whatever it was, v'chachay tamidata, that's the proper measure. Natal tamachta v'mino v'takaf v'smolo. Then you would take the censer in the right hand, and the kaf, full of the ktoret, in the left. So you got the coals inside the censer, the hot coals inside the censer on the right hand, and the cold, finely ground up ktoret, a chofen, a mochofnav worth, in the left hand, in the kaf. Okay, machta tanalei. We already have a Mishnah that describes the machta coming out. Natata machta, v'alala rosh mizbeach, chotev yored. We heard that in the previous parak. He used to go up there and stir around the coals and grab coals. The answer is hata machta de gechalim. That's referring to the sensor that controls the coals. That's going to be the sensor of the second half of our Mishnah, which is the first half of Mishnah Aleph. V'acha machta de ktoret. The machta mentioned in the first line of our Mishnah is actually a machta full of ktoret. So in other words, they'd bring out a sensor full of cold ktoret, a cold sensor, and an empty spoon, and then he would take the ktoret from there, fill his hands and put it into the spoon, and then whatever was left, we have to see what's determined with that. Netanya tzilo kafarei kan milishkat hakelim umachta gedusha shel ktoret milishkat beit avtinas. So now we find out that the kaf came from lishkat hakelim. It was empty, and the machta was filled with ktoret from lishkat beit avtinas, who we studied about a few parkim ago. They were the ones who were in charge of the ktoret. Okay, chafar v'lachavnav ton toch hakaf hagadol l'figodol v'akatan l'figod no v'chach hayta midata. Now, kaf b'yom kippurim lamali. What do we need the spoon there for? V'lachavnav v'evi, the Torah says, fill up your hands and bring it in. Amar achmana. The answer is mishum de lo efshar. There's no way to do it. Hechi navid, what are the different options? Nayel v'hadun nayel, you want him to first come in with the sensor and put it down, then go back out and bring in two hands full of ktoret. Havachad, arachman of elosh te'avot, the Torah says, vehevi, bring it in once and not twice, not in two stages. Nishka l'ktoret b'chofnav, you want him to fill up his hands. V'nachtin l'machta ala, and then put the sensor on top of it, v'leil, and go in. Kimatiati v'chilavid, even if you could do that and the heat wouldn't start the ktoret burning, when you get in, what should you do? Nishkele b'shine v'nachte l'machta, you want him to take it in his teeth and put down the sensor? First of all, that would be a very, very hard thing to do. But besides that, Ashtu Fnei Melech Pasav Adam in Osim Kain, we wouldn't even do such a thing in front of a mortal king. Fnei Melech Malchem Malchim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Allah Had Kam V'chama, certainly we're not going to behave that way in front of God. It's a degrading form of worship. Helkach Lo Efshar, so there's no other way to do it, and therefore we have to put it into a kaf. Kevin, Lo Efshar Avdin HaKadosh Kachan Nesim. So what do? We follow the model of the Nesim as repeated for us 12 different times in Bamidbar Zion. Kaf b'le'ak toret. They'd use a kaf for the toret. Okay, natal machta b'yamin v'takaf b'smol. So the machta, which has the coals, is in the right hand. The kaf that has the toret, the more important thing, is in the left hand. That's odd. Yatziva b'yar v'gior b'shmei shmaya, which is an aphorism, literally means, is the citizen on the ground and the stranger up in the sky, meaning things are upside down. And the toret should be in the right hand. The answer is zumu rabav, zumu etet. The answer is, there's a lot more coals than there is toret. It's heavier. Even when you'd have as much ktoret as coals, who we'll read about in a moment, the machta is hot, so we want to give him more power to control that with the right hand, and the ktoret is cold. Now, he had such big hands that he had four kabin in his hands full of ktoret. V'yomer kol anashim zerdu, and his little saying was, all the women picked out things, v'zered imi al alagag, what my mom picked out went up to the roof, meaning, I was the finest of all. Ikad Amri Be'arsan. Some think that what he was referring to was a particular kind of food. Eating this kind of food is very good if you're sick, and therefore she ate it, and that gave her this son, who was really powerful. It's a kind of flour. Or perhaps she was referring to the shichvat zera that she got from her husband, Uchad Rabbi Avahu. The Rabbi Avahu Rami, he found a contradiction between, you know, we have the Song of David in Shmuel Bet Chafbed has a parallel, which is slightly edited, evidently, in Tehillim Yorchet, it's evidently a little bit later. And so you run through, you'll see that the same psukim exactly lined up, but there's modifications. Tiva Tazreini Chayel Melchama, and it says Hameazreini Chayel Melchama. So really, a Mazreini Tazreini, there's a missing aleph in Tazreini. What's the drasha? Zeritani, meaning you selected me out, Zeraztani, and you gave me power. So the idea is you selected out the finest shikvat zera for my father for me. So the same thing about Shmuel and Kimchit, perhaps. Rav Shmuel and Kimchit, the other things they said about him. Pamachat siper dvarim imar avi achad bashuk. Why he was there on Yom Kippur, very unclear, but evidently on Yom Kippur he was outside in the shuk, he was talking to some Aravi. Izat sinuari pivab gadav, and the Aravi's spittle came onto his clothes, which means Rabbanan is a tumah. Chas v'yishevav achir, shemir tzachtav. So his brother Yishevav went and took his place, he was the understudy. V'atayman shtei kohanim gdolim bo yom echad. Imagine that his mother had two sons who were kohanim gdolim on one day. He went out, he was talking to some Roman notable in the shuk. And the same thing, some spittle came on his garments. And Yosef Mechav, another brother, Yosef, came in, and took his place. It's unclear if these are competing stories, because the language of it would think that they would say even something greater, that his mother had three different sons who were Kohanim Gdolim on Yom Kippur at different times. In any case, Tanabanan, Shiva Manim Hayula Kimchit, this Kimchit, the mother of Yishmael, and of course it's odd that, not odd, it's interesting that her name is Kimchit, and we suggest that it was the kind of flower she ate that gave her this son with the large hands. Kulanchim Shubu Kuna Gdullah, all seven of them were Kohanim Gdolim, Amrula Chachamim, Ma asit shezachit l'chach. What did you do to merit this? Amra lahem miyamai lo ra'u korot beiti kal es sa'ari. Even the walls of my house never saw the braids of my hair. In other words, she was tsanua even in her own house. Amru la harbe asukach v'lo ho'ilu. A lot of people tried that and didn't help them. So they seemed to be saying to her, there must have been something else about you that caused you to have this merit of having seven sons, all kohanim gdolim. Tanu Rabbanan, bikum so. Now this is referring to the mincha. A regular mincha, he takes big kumso, what is it meant? Shelo yaseh midala komets. You don't make a measure for it, you actually take it with your fingers, and that's how you get the komets. Ibai elu, ma'u sheyaseh midala chafina. But what about chafina on Yom Kippur? When he fills his hands, can he make a midah for that and measure it into that? In the case of mincha, when we know you can't, it says bikumso, meaning with your three fingers. Here it doesn't say chofnav, ela molochofnav tortzim daka. Molochofnav could mean the measure of that lo, so therefore we don't care, you could make a midah. Odema yalif molo molo mikumso. It says molochumso and molochofnav, so maybe that means that there has to really be using your digits or your limbs and not a midah, not some sort of a bowl or a cup. So Toshma, let's see, v'chachayta midata. Our Mishnah says that he would fill his hands, whether large or small, and that was the midah. So my love shematzalasot midah cheret oseh. Doesn't that mean that he could then take that, make a mold, and make a measure that size? Lo, achikamar, chachaya chozer v'chofna lifanim. No, that means that that's how much he would then, the exact amount that he would take inside. So shalom minah chofen v'chozer v'chofen, when he takes it in his hands and then puts it in the cuff and then takes it back in his hands, which is a discussion we'll have later about it, the process of the burning the Torah in the Kodesh Kodoshim, and there's a dispute. So are you taking sides in that? So Dilma Shimatsalas with Midaoseh, maybe it means, like we originally said, that he has the rights to make a mold to that size. Maybe it means that he can't have any more or any less. Kachetamidata means that's the exact amount he should have, his hands full. Okay, Tanu Rabbanan, back to the Mincha, which becomes our model. Molo kumtso, you fill your komets, which is those three middle fingers, grasped towards the palm. Yachol mevoratzai, I think it should be heaping. Talmud Lomar, bikumtso. Bikumtso means only that amount. So I might think they could even be up on top of the fingers. So as to fill the komets. Like people grab something with their fingers, so it has to be inside. Hi, Kate side. You take the three fingers, middle fingers, and you encircle them into your palm. The komets, and then you tighten it in there. And that's the komets from the mincha. Now, if machavar marcheshet, where the flour is already mixed and fried before the komet, so it's hard, mochek begolomi lamala, what you do is you take your thumb on top and swipe off the extra, uvetzpa'ok tanami lamata, and the pinky on the bottom, and you swipe it off so you have exactly a full komet. Zui avodah kashash mikdash, it's the hardest avodah in the mikdash. I mean, it takes dexterity. Zui vatulo, there's no other hard things, vayika malika, the Malika of the Oaf, Aika Chafina, our Chafina, which we're going to talk about. Elazui me avodat kashot shemikdash. It's one of the three hard things in the Mikdash. Chafina, Malika, and Kmitza of the Marcheshet. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Bar Rabbi Shulman Uzzah. So this Rabbi Shulman Uzzah asked the question. Beina beinaim shemalokum tzomahu. What's the status of the komets, of the flour that's caught in between the fingers when you have malokum tso? So my papa, di gavoy lo tibari lach tibari komitsu. He says, if it's really on the inside, it's certainly komets. Divarai, if it's really on the outside, lo tibari lach tibari shiraimu. It's certainly shiraim. It doesn't belong to the komets. Belongs to the eaten mincha. Ki tibari lach tibari veni. He's really asking about stuff that's really right in the middle. My. Miochanan harpashta Yeshua ben Uzzah. The same Yeshua ben Uzzah asked the question, then answered it. Beinam enayim safek ninu. They have a din of safek. There's a very famous ritva here, that safek is actually a status, not just an unclarity, and therefore it's dealt with. So, hechi avid, what do we do with this safek? Chanina maktir komets lechudei tchila. So first we take the real komets that's inside and burn it. Vada beinam enayim. Then we burn this other stuff. Now, the yamart beinam enayim reisha, if you think we'd burn the beinam enayim first, the mishirayim ninu. Maybe they really are shirayim. In other words, we haven't settled the safek. And then what we would have is a status of shirayim that are now less between kmitza. Meaning, let's say the regular mincha, and you do kmitza, and then some of the shirayim falls out. You can't burn the komets anymore. Every little grain of the shirayim that was there when you did the komets has to still be around and available when you burn the komets. So if you were to burn the Beinam Binayim first, if it really is Shirayim, then you're down. So Yachi Ashadami Ikrikan Koshman Ali Ishim Are Wachal Taktiru, but we have another problem, which is Lo Taktiru Menu in the famous Drasha, anything that has a part of it that goes to the fire itself may not be burned. So the Shirayim can't be burned, so how can you burn them even afterwards? Eliezer has a very famous solution to this problem, where he says you can't burn it as an offering, but you can put it on as fuel. You can't burn shirayim as reach nichoach, meaning as an offering. You can put it on as fuel. So this grain can be put on as fuel after you burn the komets. Rabbanan don't allow that. So what's their solution? Ramari the kamtzi shmini. You make sure that it's fat kohanim with fat fingers who do the kmitza, and therefore nothing will get beni beni. So maybe Elazar lechatchila would say, should I have kohanim with these fat fingers lechatchila do the kmitza to make sure we don't have such a problem. Now we take what we just discussed about komets and apply it to chafina. What happens if you have your hands full of the ktoret, and there's now some ktoret that's in between your fingers? So Micah Riley, what's he asking? Igamar malo malo mehatam, if you're willing to infer the rules of komets because of malo and apply them to chafina, so hainuach, same rule, and it'd be judged as a safek. Papa Achi Riley, this is his question. Malo chafna vehevi ba'inan, and so therefore, whatever's in your hands, you bring in, va'ika. Odimu lakach vehevi, maybe it's what you take is brought in by Inan Vahaleka. This was not lachatchila taken. This just sort of fell in between. So Teku, he was unclear whether this is really part of the Torah that she burned in the Kodesh Kodoshim. All right, Papa, Pshitali, so he says, it's clear to me, Malokum So could have come to Inshi. As we said earlier, Malokum So is the normal fashion of Kmitza, where you grab something with those three fingers. So Bar Papa, here's his question, Kamatz Proshetz Botab Mao, what if you do the Kmitza with the tops of your fingers, not the whole thing? Or Milamata Lamala Mao, if you do it upside down, not drawing it in, but drawing it out. Minasadin Mao, you do it from the side. So Teku, he didn't have a solution. So now he's going to read that same series over to Chafina. Amar Papa Pshitali Milo Chafnav Kira Chafni Inshi. Milo Chafnav is the people, the way people grab things with their hands. Bar Papa Chafan Roshetz Votav Mao Minamata Mao Mao Minatzad Mao. Same three questions. Chafan Bezu Uvazu Vakaran Zoetzel Zu Mao. Now we have another question, which is unique to Chafina because it involves both hands. What if you grab Torah in one hand, grab Torah in another hand, brought them together? And the answer to all of them is Teku. Boy, Rav Papa. Now he asked a different question. What happens if you take a kometz in a regular mincha and you stick it onto the wall of the kli instead of just putting it in? Because remember, you take the kometz, you put it into kli sharet, then you put it up on the mizbech to burn. Toch kli ba'inan. Does it need to be inside a kli ba'ika? It is. Maybe he has to be put in a normal fashion. Va'aleika. That's not the case. So Teku. Boy Mabravashi, apche lemana. What if you turn the kli upside down? Matabke le komets par ite demana. And you stick it on the floor, which is now up in the air. On the inside, maus. The same question. Hanacha betocho bainin. You need it to be in there, vayika. Tumanacha ketikno bainin. Maybe it has to be in there in a normal fashion. It's upside down now. Valeika. And again, Teku. And so now, our Papa asks another question. Mamlochofnav. When you fill your hands with the ktorot for Yom Kippur, shamru, mechukot ogudushot. Should they be exactly even or heaping? Neither exact nor overflowing. It should be filled all the way to the top, but not overflowing. Now we're going to take a Mishnah in Zvachim, and then we're going to read it back to our case of Chafina. What happens if you do Kabbalat Adam, and the dam spills out on the floor, Vasafo, and then you picked it up. Pasul, it's no good. But, meaning, it went straight from the animal to the floor, and you picked it up. No good. Mina Kli Alaritzpa Vasafo, but if it was in the Mazrek, and it spilled out, and then you picked it up, Kasher. Mina has to have Kabbalat Kli, afterwards, if it spilled, you could pick it up. Menahani Mili, what's the source for that? The Tanur Banan, Vlakach Midam Hapar, he takes Midam Hapar, Midam HaNefesh, Velo Midam HaOr. All right, it has to be the dam that's coming out of the simanim and not through the skin. Midam tamsit, and not the dam that's at the very end when it's already dead. Midam par dam meha par yikablenu. You have to get it directly from the par, meaning not from the ground. Midam par midam vafil miktzat dam. If you would think that midam just means get a little bit of the blood, as we do often with the letter mem. You have to get all of the dam. Now, kol dam hapar means all the blood of the par. Read it, dam mehapar. As we already know that you have to get all the blood. So, mi dam hapar can't mean some of it. So, therefore, read mi dam hapar as dam mehapar. That means that we're allowed to do the following letter substitution in Midrash to take a letter from one place and substitute it. So, mi dam hapar, take the mem from before the dam, put it in front of me hapar, and it's dam me hapar for purposes of the Midrash. So now, bar Rav Papa, nipazer aktoret. So this is all just establishing the premise for dam. Question is, let's say you put the ktoret into your hands and it fell on the ground. Mahu, can you pick it up or not? So is your hand really like the animal, and therefore when it fell out, it's like the blood went straight from the animal on the floor and psula. Maybe your hands are considered like kli sharet, because the Torah says put them in the chofnav, and therefore velo psula, it's like it was in the kli and spilled out, and it's not pasul, and the answer is teku. Okay. This will be the last question we will investigate in this podcast. And all series of our Papa's questions that, as you can see, nearly all of them end with teku, not all. Let's say that on Yom Kippur, He took the chofen, he filled it up, and as he's filling it up, he said, I'm filling it up in order to burn it tomorrow. Mi amrin yalif malo malo mimincha, maybe, again, our model for chafina is kometz. And of course, with kmitza, as you see throughout the first couple of prakim of Menachot, mechashev b'kmitza is like mechashev with any other avodah. Mata mahanya b'machshava, so the intent matters. Helps is really not the right word. It matters, and it invalidates the korban. Same thing, the chafina would be invalid, would be a pigul of sorts. Although, maybe not. Rabbi Kiva added on to the list of things where if you touch part. And there's all sorts of little pieces in there, and the Tevul Yom means somebody who went to the mikveh is waiting for Erev Shemesh, touched some of them, the all thing becomes pasul, and included in that kometz and ktoret, that's the part we care about. Now, kasal kadaitach and apostle Tevul Yom pastana milina, so our assumption is, since a Tevul Yom can invalidate it, that means that these things have that status of kedusha, that a Tevul Yom can invalidate them, therefore they're also invalidated by lina. Meaning that if they're left overnight, they're pasul. Now, here's the kicker. And it's an interesting connection. Since if it would stay overnight, it would be pasul. Therefore, intent to have it be done on the wrong day is also posel. And therefore, and indeed the Rambam Paskins, this is the one question that was asked here that actually has a resolution, is that machshava bechafina is mahanya, meaning it does count, and would invalidate it. Boy of Papa. What about when you're taking the scooper and going through the coals? What if you have intent there, and I'm going to burn these coals tomorrow? Machshir mitzvah ki mitzvah dami olo. This is just machshir mitzvah. Does it count like a mitzvah? And therefore, and just as we established, machshavet chafina counts, machshavet chatiya also counts. Olo, and the answer to that is the answer we had to most of these questions, which is teku. The question stands. We have no resolution. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll pick it up on Daf Memchet Amud Bet the next question that's asked of Rav Sheshet in the next podcast. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.